Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. Agud Mechaydish, Afrelat and Chanukah. We are approaching the last night of Chanukah. We're also approaching Parshas Vayigash. And I'd like to speak a little bit of Parshas Vayigash and something in the halacha that's specifically Negeah to the eighth night, and the eighth day of Chanukah. We look at the beginning of the parsha. It says, "Vayigash, I love Yehuda, vayomer bi Adoni." Yehuda of all the brothers approaches his brother Yosef and starts pleading for Binyamin. The Medrash says, "Echod be'echod yigshu." One to one, one approaches the other and they meet. Ze Yehuda v'Yosef. This is Yehuda and Yosef. Ruach lo yavoi beinehem, and a ruach does not separate them. That's in the pasuk. Echad beechad yigashu. Ruach lo yavu yavoi beinehem. Elu hashvatim. These are the shvatim that nobody else came between them. Even the shvatim. Amru, melachim midayanim elu im elu. Melachim are judging each other, one against the other, these against these. Anu ma ichbas lanu. Shvatim say, Anu ma ichbas lanu, what does this have to do with us? How do we relate to this? Really, literally, Anu ma ichbas lanu means, who cares? And the question is, what is the pshat in this medrash? What does this mean, that it's specifically Yehuda and Yosef, and the Shvatim have no role in this meeting? The question, of course, is why Dafka Yehuda is the one who is approaching Yosef. So I'd like to share with the Olam a verse from Rameh Shapiro. Rameh Shapiro says the following thing. We know that there are two Mashiachs. There's Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben David comes from, of course, Yehuda. Mashiach ben Yosef comes from Yosef. Says Rameh Shapiro, these were the two Shvatim that from them came two people, each one came a person that was not Nichshol in the Eitz of the Meraglim. Yehoshua ben Nun was from Shevet Yosef, Kalev ben Yefuna was from Shevet Yehuda. They were not Meraglim. When the Meraglim went in Parshish Shlach, there were two people from two Shvatim. They did not take part in the slander against Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua ben Nun, which was from Shevet, who was from Shevet Yosef, and Kalev ben Yefuna, who was from Shevet Yehuda. And this is what they said to, when Yosef said to the Shvatim, Chei paroi ki miraglim atem, says, you are miraglim. What he was referring to is the fact he saw Beruach HaKodesh that they were going to have the Chet HaMiraglim, and the Chet HaMiraglim was totally in them. Therefore, it was Vayigash Elov Yehuda, because from Yehuda, he was not with the Chet HaMiraglim, because Kalev is going to come out from Yehuda, and therefore, he was not going to have mitzvahs in the chet of the chet and raglim. Therefore, when the Shvatim said, Malachim, when it says, Malachim medainim elu im elu, Yosef and Yehuda, these two Malachim that are going to be Malachim, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Anu ma'ichbas lanu. The Shvatim was saying, in this, according to the Medrash, ma'ichbas lanu, we have nothing to do with this. Says Rameh Shapiro, this is how beautifully, if you look at in the Haftarah of Chanukah, in the Haftarah of Chanukah, it's interesting. It says Yecheskel Hanavi says, he speaks about the Geula Hasida, and he says, "Va'ata ben Adam kach lecha eitz echod, v'kosuv alav liYehuda, v'livnei Yisrael chaverav, v'lokach eitz echod." Take one piece of wood and write on it liYehuda, and to Bnei Yisrael, and v'lokach eitz echod, v'kosuv alav liYosef eitz echod. It comes to Yehuda, it's all of Shevet Yehuda, but he took one eighth echod and wrote upon it Li Yosef eighth Ephraim, the Chol Beis Yisrael. Why eighth Ephraim? What about Menashe? The answer is because Mashiach ben David is from Shevet Yehuda. Yehuda had no part in the Chet of the Meraglim, whereas Mashiach ben Yosef only was Shevet Ephraim. He comes from Shevet Ephraim. Why? Because Shevet Menashe did partake in the Chet of Meraglim, but Yehoshua ben Nun, which was from Ephraim, he did not partake in the Eitzah of the Meraglim. Therefore, these are the two Malachim, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, because they did not slander against the land. Ultimately, they will be the Mashiach, they will be the ones who are the saviors of Klal Yisrael, and that's the reason why Yehuda is the one who approaches Yosef, because Yehuda is the only one of the people that Yosef, of the Shvatim that Yosef is facing, and will not partake in the chet of the Meraglim. Yosef tells his brothers, after he reveals his identity to them, Al tirgizu baderech, do not argue on the in the derech. And Rashi explains, Al tisasku bidvar halacha, shema tirgaz aleichem haderech, do not argue, do not be Isaac in Torah, because if you'll be Isaac in Torah, so shema tirgaz aleichem haderech, you'll delay in the derech, or something will happen on the derech, and you won't get back to your father as soon as possible. So the Mefarshim all ask, let's understand. Certainly Yaakov, when he sent his sons to go and to go down to Mitzrayim, he warned them about all different possible eventualities, possible things that could happen, even if there would be a regez b'derech, some sort of danger in the derech. Certainly al tzinim u'pachim, it'll be cold or hot. Why didn't he command his sons that they shouldn't be Isaac in the Dvar Halacha? That's the question that many Mefarshim ask. Why did it take Yosef to ask him to tell the Shvatim not to be Isaac in Torah B'derech, because maybe they will get involved and some tragedy might occur to them? So it's brought B'Shem Rav Shimshon Astropoli, it's also brought B'Shem the Rebbe of Herschel, a beautiful teretz to this question. Why it took Yosef, why Yosef only now at this juncture is it appropriate for Yosef to warn them not to be involved in themselves while they're on the derech in halacha. The halacha is the following. The Gemara says, Godol Talmud Torah Yosef Mikibur Ava'im. Talmud Torah is greater than Kibur Ava'im. How do we know that Talmud Torah is greater than Kibur Ava'im? That if a father tells a child not to learn, and the child wants to go learn, so Talmud Torah is greater than Kibur Ava'im. And if a person's learning, and he's not going to be able to mechabed his parents, even if they don't tell him specifically not to learn, that's partial. But let's say that the person is learning and it's going to mitigate his ability to be mechabed his father. He is allowed to, and Talmud Torah is mechuyev to learn Torah and not involve himself in the kibud avim. How does the Gemara know that? Sha'arei al chof da bei shana, the 22 years that Yaakov was in the house of Lavan, he was punished that Yosef was nisakei for 22 years in Mitzrayim. And he did not see his son Yosef for 22 years. But the truth is, in addition to the 22 years that Yaakov did not see his parents, did not serve his parents, for the 22 years that he was in the house of Lavan, and corresponding to that, Yosef was taken away from him for 22 years, Yaakov really did not see his parents for an additional 14 years that he learned in the Beis Medrash of Eva for 14 years. So really, he should have been punished for 36 years. So what do we see? We see that since he was only punished for the 22 years he was in the house of Lavan when he was working, but not learning, But he was only punished for those years and not for the 14 years that he was in Yeshiva's Eva. So it would come out that the limud that we have, that Yosef was only misakif, we learn from the fact that Yosef was only misakif for 22 years and not an additional 14 years. That became revealed only here and now. When Yosef says, Aini Yosef, ka'oida vichai, that is the appropriate time to say Al Tirgizu Baderech, because the Shvatim would not know to listen to their father. If Talmud, they would not have known they would not have known that they cannot listen to their father. If their father would have commanded them don't learn, it could be that they would have to listen to their father, because maybe Kibud Av is greater than Talmud Torah, and therefore they would listen to their father. Now the question is, even if they have a commandment from their father not to learn, but now they saw that since Yosef revealed himself, since Yosef revealed his identity, so it became very, very clear that they didn't have to listen to their father, and they would be able to learn Baderech, even if their father told them not to learn Baderech. So Yosef understood that now they would realize that they would learn anyway, even if Yaakov had told them not to learn, they would still learn Baderech. Therefore, now is the appropriate juncture. Yosef is telling them, even though you're allowed to learn mitzad the Yisra of Kibud Ava'im, but I'm telling you, Al Tirgizu Baderech, don't learn and go straight back to your father, because maybe you will have something happen to you and you'll have to be delayed and you will not bring Yaakov back to see his sons, Yosef and Binyamin. Okay. In terms of the eighth night of Chanukah, so it's the last opportunity, of course, that we have to light Neiros. But it's also a very interesting thing that at this last opportunity, the halacha is that if one did not light Neiros, one lit Neiros, but he did not make a Shechiyanu. If he did not make a Shechiyanu the first night, so he waits till the second night to make a Shechiyanu. If he didn't light this, if he didn't make Shechiyanu the second night, v'chule, he continues to push off the Shechiyanu until the next night. What happens if a person forgot to make Shechiyanu on all the 8 nights of Hanukkah? Everyone. And the marshal tonight, he comes to the 8th night, he realizes, oh, I have to make Shechiyanu, and he forgets even tonight to make a Shechiyanu. What is a person to do in such a situation? So it's a very fascinating question. And the Sharetzion brings from a possibility from the Meiri in the Sechta Shabbos that it could be that a person could make a Shechiyanu Bashuk. He could make a Shechiyanu even though he is not he's not lighting. And the question really is, it's a suffix. And the question is the following. The din of the Shechiyanu on Hanukkah, and I'm going to read the words of the Sharetzion. The Bercha Shechiyanu Tzarech Iyin, the Efshad, the Kimoi Ba'alma, Kaimalon, the Zman Oimra Yafilu Bishuk. You could say Zman, you could say the Brach of Shechiyanu even Bishuk. The Hu Koyal Etzem HaYomtif, it's going on the Yomtif itself. Efshad, the Hu Adin Bazeh, the Koyal Etzem HaZman, it's going on the Zman, the Chanukah, Shenasu Boy Nisim and Neflois. We say Shechiyanu because Hashem on Chanukah at this time did Nisim and Neflois. Elo de Lechatchila, Lechatchila Samchu Zeh Al Zman HaAdloka. Ukein svarasi nimtza b'meiri, says the Sharetzion. V'zeh l'shoyne, mishe'ein lo'y lahadlik, ve'ein lo'y b'mokoyim she'efshe lo'y lirois, yesh oimim she'mevorech la'atzmoy she'osa nisim b'shechiyonu b'layla echad, v'she'osa nisim b'chol ha'leilos, v'hadvorim nirin. And it seems to me that this is obvious, that this is true. That's what the Meiri says, and the Sharetzion says, v'tzarech iyim. Now, It's sort of interesting that there's a question over here, because certainly in every Yom Tov there is such a din that one should make a Shechiyanu, even though l'mashal Kiddush, we usually make Shechiyanu at Kiddush, or women make a Shechiyanu on Yom Tov when they light the Neiros. But let's say they lit Neiros and they didn't make a Shechiyanu, or the person made Kiddush and he didn't make a Shechiyanu. So over there, the person makes Shechiyanu afilu b'shuk. What is the question? Why is it that there's a question over here? Certainly a person should be able to make Shechiyanu afilu b'shuk. Perhaps the understanding is the following. And the question really is, it's a day, Chanukah and Purim are both days that there's no Isser Malacha. So there really is no intrinsic Kedusha Sayyim. So it could be that the Chachamim, when did the Chachamim say you can make a Shechiyanu on a Yoyim? When the Yom is Kaddish itself, so Chachila you do it on the Kiddush, it's the Kiddush or the Hadlakas Neiros. But the Shechiyanu goes on the Kedushas Hayom. It's not a Shechiyanu on the Maisa Mitzvah. It's a Shechiyanu on the Kedushas Hayom. For example, on Sukkot we make a Shechiyanu on taking the lulav, but we also make a Shechiyanu the night before. Not Shechiyanu on the night before. We make a Shechiyanu even if we're not even sitting in a sukkah. But we also make a Shechiyanu, a separate Shechiyanu, on the Maisa Mitzvah of the Lulav. So there are really two Shechiyanus. One is on the Kedushas Hayoyim, and one is on the Mitzvah of Lulav. The question is, Chanukah and Purim, there are many mitzvahs, right? There's the Mitzvah of Megillah, there's the Mitzvah of Sudas Purim, and we want the Shechiyanu to go on the Maisa Mitzvah. And Chanukah, there's the Mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. The Shechiyanu goes on the Neiros Chanukah. The question is, that the Sharetzion is clarifying, can you make a Shechiyanu if you're not attaching yourself to a mitzvah and the day is not Kaddish? There are days of Halal and Haidah, these days of Chanukah, but are they days that you can make a Shechiyanu on? Or the Chacham only when the Sakein a Shechiyanu on the Maisa HaMitzvah? Lahalacha, the Paiskim say that since the Sharetzion says Tzarechiyin, one should not make a Shechiyanu just on the day. However, in a case where there's a suffix if he can make a Shechiyanu, if he can make a bracha, l'mashal, a blind person who's not going to see Neiros Chanukah. So over there, it could be that blind person really could have made a Shechiyanu on the, it's a suffix if he can make a shechiyanu on the actual hadlaka because he's not seeing the hadlaka. Over there, the post can say that a person could make a shechiyanu because we can be mitzaref this suffix of the ne'iri and say that perhaps, since he says nirin hadvarim, one can make a shechiyanu even on the yayim without the hadlaka. So again, and thank you for joining and thank you for listening.